And it's interesting because they'll, you know, often you'll talk about it when you talk to vegans. I'll bring up, you know, well, why don't you go protest the lion who's eating the zebra? You know, I say, well, they can't, you know, handle not eating that. You know, we can, and all these things. But there's herbivores in the animal kingdom that will eat animals. Other animals.
Yeah, like look up deer eating bird on YouTube, and you'll find like thousands of results.
Yeah, and because squirrels. They're lacking certain nutrients, and they're deficient in certain areas, and they'll actually. So I've seen giraffes do it, yeah. Deers do it. A lot of herbivores that wouldn't typically eat meat, they'll eat it because they're lacking certain nutrients.
Well, here's the thing: meat is the most like bioavailable.
If you go, if you go on this Instagram page, it's called Nature's Metal. Yeah, Nature's Metal. It has a lot of good footage on there, but they have a lot of those highlights on there. It's pretty interesting. What were you going to say?
No, yeah, I was just going to say, like, even when animals sometimes are presented with a choice, like herbivore animals like squirrels or deers or giraffes, and they have, like, just some meat and, like, some green stuff, they're going to get the meat because they know it's way easier to, like, extract nutrients from it. There's way more energy in it. There's way more nutrients in it. They're going to pick the meat, not the vegetables. So